Tony, in your, I think, 11 games against the Eagles, in the 6 wins, you guys have scored about, you know, probably averaging close to 30-some-odd points, and the losses, you guys are averaging around 6. Why such a big disparity, you think, throughout your career?
Well, I think when you lose, it's usually because you don't score a lot of points.
Yeah, but, I mean, it doesn't seem like there were a whole lot of close ones there. You're either getting blown out or blowing them out.
Yeah, I think part of that's probably, you know, when I first started, Jim Johnson was a defensive coordinator there and had done a great job and was very tough to go against. I think that was initially a tough scheme just for me when I was younger. And and I think, you know, they just got after us a few years ago with the, you know, the front four a little bit. And, you know, we had a little bit of trouble handling that. So, you know, there's different combinations, but more than anything, I think you grow up and you just keep getting better and better and figure out ways to try and score more points against them.
On that topic, philosophically, the Eagles' defense has essentially been the same for a long period of time with the exception of the wide nine for a bit there. How much different is it this year with the completely new front?
Yeah, it's different. I think you see scheme-wise, they're teaching them to do a lot of different things. They might be as diverse as any team we've gone against in the amount of stuff they do. Now, that can be a really tough thing to go against, but at the same time, it could also, you know, allow people to be in positions that they may not have prepared for. So there's a lot of stuff. It could be a big challenge, and I think it will be a good challenge for us. Their front's playing well. They're getting after the quarterbacks. And, you know, they push the pocket well. They got some good pass rushers, and we'll have to come for that.
Tony, they don't, you know, obviously they used to be a very sack-heavy team in the past. They don't have as many sacks this year. So when you say they have some good pass rushers, who are the guys that you think are at least collapsing the pocket?
Well, I think you look at it, they're playing out of a little bit of a 3-4 front, so they're really having almost 5 pass rushers on the field a lot of the game. And, you know, they'll get to their nickel packages and different things, but they like to dog and blitz. I mean, this is what they're going to hang their hat on. They're going to come after the quarterback, and you got to have a plan to be able to counter that. You got to protect it up, and then you got to throw screens and get the things that are going to get them trouble. And we got to have a plan like that that's going to come out and do those things against them, because they're going to try and come after us. We know that, and I think it'll be an enjoyable game to be a part of for everybody, hopefully, if you can come out with a win.
Anything that jumps out about you about their 2 corners?
Yeah, they're playing good. You know, they I think Carey and Fletcher, they're just guys who put themselves in good position. They have good ball skills, and you know, they're out there sometimes, and they do a good job in their man coverage.
You're obviously looking more at their defensive scheme, but have you taken a look at all at Chip Kelly's scheme, and do you look at it and say, wow, this is kind of cool or different?
I think you just see it, you know, it's on TV. I haven't looked at them or studied their offense in any way. I think, you know, they're obviously doing some good things, putting up the yards they end, and I think they're leading the league in rushing, you know, right now. So, obviously, whatever they're doing is doing, they're doing it at a high level. So, you know, you just have to go out there as our defense and try and get stops.
Some of the guys up here are saying that you have become more of a take control quarterback. Your assessment of what you were doing?
I think more than anything, you just you keep getting better playing the position. You start to understand what defense they're trying to do, and you just keep attacking where they're weak. And if you do that repeatedly over time, you know, you're going to give them trouble, and I think that's all you're trying to do as a quarterback.
Hey, Tony, do you know Nick Foles? Have you ever met him?
Just, you know, hi after the game. But no, I haven't really had a chance to meet him or talk to him much.
When you see a guy like Foles, I mean, you know, you weren't like a high-round draft pick, kind of like him and everything. Do you kind of like root for guys like that to see if they can, you know, end up, you know, being a franchise quarterback like you became?
Well, I think you know, just the quarterback community in general, you root for, you understand what it takes to play at a certain level week in, week out, and what it takes to continue to get better and improve and to help your football team win. It's not an easy job, but it's something you really enjoy and love. And I just appreciate people in general who will continually strive to get better and improve and then go out there and actually do it. And, you know, so quarterbacks in general I root for, Nick, Michael Vick, and, you know, all those guys. You're always rooting for them to succeed.
Hey, Tony, somewhat on that topic, when you were a backup quarterback, at what point did you know you were ready, and how was that dynamic between you and Drew Bledsoe when you were coming in?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always, as a young guy, you're always wanting to play. You never know if you're ready until you actually have to go out there and play. So even though you think you have some ability, you really don't know until you go out and prove it to yourself and obviously your teammates and coaches. You know, I was lucky enough to come up under Vinny, Testaverde, and Bledsoe, and these guys were the truest professionals in every way of the word, and I think they just exemplified what you want someone to teach young guys. So to me, no starter ever wants to not be playing. So that's just, once you realize that, it's never easy, but at the same time, you understand that if someone comes in and plays well, it's about the team. It's always been about the team, and it always will be.
Do you feel like your offensive line is playing better this year than they have over the last, like, 4 or 5 years or so?
Yeah, they're definitely playing better. I think for a few years there, we were trying to do some different things to help that out. But, you know, we feel real comfortable with these guys, and they're continuing to play at a good level this year.
Tony, it seems like when I watch you guys play, I see a lot more empty backfield than I have in the past. Is that accurate, that you have more plays like that? And what's that? How has that been for you to adjust to?
Yeah, it's been good. I think, you know, we're probably not going to do it as much this week just because of what Philadelphia does. But I think, you know, when you look at it, you know, it's all part of, you know, just seeing what the team's doing and feeling like you have advantages in certain spots and you go out there and attack them. But, you know, I think, you know, our guys have handled different things well and we're able to go out and compete.
Tony, Philadelphia used to be a very difficult place for opponents to play, yet the Eagles have had some struggles recently winning at home. Have you noticed any different in the atmosphere or anything like that when you come to play here?
No, I think more than anything, it's always a difficult place to play. The fans are always into the game, and they're always very loud, and they give them a great home field advantage. I think more than anything, it's easy to pinpoint things like that when your team struggles a little bit, and it's easy to pinpoint how great it is when you're winning. So it goes with everything.
Tony, I've heard you know, people call Dallas this year a now or never team. Do you kind of believe that, or do you understand that sentiment?
I think just more than anything, there's always a sense of urgency to win in the National Football League in general. You know, we obviously, anybody in the NFC East gets talked about quite a bit, and that's part of the greatness of playing in the NFL and for these organizations, and that's just part of everyone wants to make it a now or else situation. And I think more than anything, you just go out there and compete and try and win the football game that week and try and get better that day. And you just keep that perspective. It goes a long way.
Tony, the NFC East has taken a little bit of a beating this year. People are down. Do you buy that it's a weak division?
I don't think you buy anything in week six. I think more than anything, you just find that there have been plenty of years where teams have been down, they come back, and all of a sudden they're holding the trophy at the end of the year. And you find other years where a team runs off and 13-0 and they're out in their first playoff game. And so, you know, to say that they know what's happening because of a game or a bounce of a ball here or there that could change that whole thing four different ways, you know, that's people can talk and they can do what they want on Monday after the games, and that's what makes this game great. But at the same time, the story will be written as the season progresses.